You're seeking three changes to the state's constitution: term limits for legislators, reducing the size of the General Assembly, and making it harder for legislators to override a governor's veto. Let's start with the term limits aspect. And there are those who say that elections are a built-in term limit. When voters are done with a representative, they will vote him or her out. Why not embrace another ongoing effort that those say would help to make government more responsive to voters? And that is to redo redistricting so that there will be more competitive districts in Illinois.
Well, redistricting is a terrific idea. I am a strong advocate for that. That said, term limits are a critical piece of the overall effort, key structural foundation for changing Springfield and making it more responsive to voters. Today, Springfield is corrupt, it's broken, it's ineffective. It's run by career politicians who are in bed with special interest groups that make their money from government. Career politicians are making millions of dollars on the side from their political power. It's corrupt, it's broken. Public service should be truly that, public service. It shouldn't be a career where people become wealthy from political power. You know, when George Washington founded our nation, he could have been president for life. But he said, I love the American people, I'm a public servant, I will serve the people of America for 8 years and then leave office. He did that voluntarily. We need that in every elected office, in the Illinois legislature, as well as all future governors, as well as all elected officials. We should have them serve us for 8 years and then leave.
Your change that you seek here just applies to legislators. It does not, however, apply to the governor or constitutional officers. Why
That's
not?
That's right, because we can't do that through constitutional amendment. We can do that through legislation, and I will be advocating and pushing the legislature hard. If they won't do it, I'll sponsor a bill myself as governor to make sure that I, as governor and all future governors, only serve 8 years and then leave. What the Constitution of Illinois allows is for the legislature's term limits to be set through a voter referendum. And that's why we've kicked off a petition drive. I was signatory number one on the petition. We are going to collect more than 300,000 signatures in the coming months, and we are going to get term limits on the ballot in 2014. So all legislators serve the people for 8 years and then leave office.
I know journalists who've worked in states where term limits are in place, and I've heard stories about how it's almost funny as you have freshman legislators trying to figure out where even the bathrooms in the state house are, and they're getting circles run around them by staff and also lobbyists. You say you want to reduce the power of special interests. Doesn't this, in some fashion, just put more power into the hands of those special interests, and in particular into the hands of lobbyists?
No, I think absolutely not. Just the opposite. You know what? Maybe for the first 6 months in office, somebody's trying to figure out who's on what and where the restrooms are, so to speak. But the reality is 8 years is a long time. And we need folks who are fresh thinkers, who have new ideas, and are in office purely to do the right thing for the people. They're not there so they can make money. They're not there so they can collect a juicy pension. They're not there so they can do corporate special interest deals or government union boss special deals. They're there to serve the people. And term limits help set up that mindset. It allows us to toss out the old corrupt and the entrenched interests, and allows us to bring in fresh leaders, new ideas, people from just regular walks of life who will serve the people as an honor.
Your initiative also changes the size of the General Assembly, reducing the Senate membership to 41 members, down from 59, and then it adds five House seats, so there would be 123 representatives, not 118.
That's right.
I've read that you believe that this will make elections more competitive and save the state money. How so?
Yes, well, it'll save the state money, many millions of dollars, because we'll have fewer legislators, we'll have less staff, we'll have fewer pension payments, et cetera. So
it sounds like Governor Pat Quinn and his cutback amendment. I've heard that line before.
It'll save us money, number one. But the real power of it is it'll make legislative races more competitive. By having three House members per Senate district, no one House member already has half the district sort of locked up and have power of incumbency there. It'll allow challengers to take on incumbents. It'll make existing legislators need to work harder to earn the voters' vote in these races when there's three members in the district rather than just two for every Senate district.
Does this also get around a potential constitutional challenge given the 1990s case and talking about Article 4 of the Constitution and that said that qualification and eligibility of an individual legislator does not change the structure of the legislature as an institution, which is what
it
is
definitely
necessary?
Helps with that, too. You're exactly right. In order for this constitutional amendment to pass judicial muster, it needs to be both structural and procedural. And we've proposed the three changes: term limits, size, and relative chamber power within the legislature, or number of members in each side, and also the veto override percentage we're changing. We're changing three things. Those together make for a more responsive government, more balanced government, more balance of power in government, and it will allow us to be both structural and procedural.
Taken together, this would make the governor a stronger position in Illinois government, something that I'm sure you would love if you were to win in this next election. But what if you don't? What if, for example, this had been in place when, say, Rod Blagojevich, who of course eventually went into prison because of his actions as governor, had had these extra capabilities and more concentrated power?
You know what? The problem in our state is we've got corrupt politicians everywhere in every office regularly. You know, Senator Everett Dirksen had a famous line back, I think he said it in the 1960s, actually. He said, cleanliness is next to godliness, except in the Illinois legislature, where it's next to impossible. And we have a core problem in Illinois about special deals and corruption. And, term limits are not the answer. It's not the perfect answer, but it's a key component to changing that culture, making sure folks can't live down there on their power making millions. They have to leave after 8 years.
And that comes on the heels of Governor Pat Quinn, not known for having a strong relationship with members of the General Assembly, and, of course, infamously, Blagojevich calling legislators drunken sailors, neither of which people seem to think of as having been particularly effective. Actually, there are many who would say that is what has gotten Illinois into this place, that the governor and General Assembly haven't been able to get along, haven't been able to come together to resolve major issues facing the state, be it the budget or pensions.
No,
doesn't
that's
this
right.
set,
that's right.
set up
exactly.
for that path already, that you're not even in office and already stirring up such a fight? Wouldn't that make it hard for you to be able to govern? It's set up to have three branches of government.
No, that's right, and that's why we need real checks and balances, and that's why we're proposing the changes we are. It improves the balance of power. It improves the checks and balances in the system. The reality is, I'm a passionate believer in Illinois. I love this state. I was born and raised here. And we're going down the drain. We've entered a death spiral. And we can't just slow down the death spiral. We need to transform our state government.